5 seconds of just no talking, and it's
fine. Gotcha. Okay. What's up, guys? Welcome to the Melo Confirmo Sports and Betting Podcast. So if you guys know, we actually started or we're expanding the Stay Tranquilo kind of brand. And it started as one podcast. The podcast now is turning into an assortment of different podcasts. We got Dave here. But the goal is, you know, we're going to be creating a few different segments. And sports is something that I fucking love. And I know Dave loves. And we think Miami sports are a little underrepresented across all things media. So, you know, we want to just, you know, touch the surface, talk about some of the things that people aren't talking about, have a little bit of a bias on Miami sports.
Oh, there's going to be so much bias.
Yeah.
This is,
you can clearly see where our priorities are in terms of college football teams. We got the ZT jersey back there. But
GOAT Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. So we're going to, you know, talk sports. We're going to have some fun. It's a Miami first podcast, but we'll talk about, you know, a little bit about everything. And, you know, we're going to lock in our bets here later on in the show. But, you know, I think the reason behind the name of the show, Melo Confirmo, is, you know, make it Miami, make it, you know, representing like where we're from. You know, we're all somewhat Cuban American or something like that. So it's to represent us Latinos, represent us in Miami, have a good time talking sports. And, you know, we're going to lock in our picks later on, and that'll be the basis of the show.
Picks.
Exactly.
That's what we're going
to
do.
So, yeah, I'll throw it to Dave, though. Dave, tell him a little bit about you and, you know, your affinity towards FIU and all that fun stuff.
Yeah. David Hondo here. First on the Stay Tranquilo.
Like, you never did an actual podcast. Damn.
This is my first video.
I know.
This is surreal. But, first on the... Yeah, Stay Tranquilo Network. But we've done podcasts in the past before. Yeah. Chewable Podcast, shout out. That's a FIU-based podcast. Obviously, I'm a very big FIU fan. It's like the first ever born FIU fan. My dad, for those who don't know, that my dad is one of the guys who started the football program at FIU. And so essentially
Papa Panther,
shout out. Shout out my dad. So essentially, yes, since I've been born, I've been an FIU fan. Like most kids, if their first like baby outfits, onesies, whatever it is like, you know, Future Kane, Future Gator, whatever. Right. I literally might have had the first ever Future Panther as a baby. So grew up FIU fan, diehard. You know, still go to every game, still root hard. And you know, if I want to give an early lock, FIU +7.5 versus UConn today.
Yes, but, sir. And yeah, we'll get into a little bit about what happened to FIU on the way there. But
yes,
they're trying to do anything to not get that lock in.
But yeah.
It's going to happen.
And then last thing, also outside of FIU, I'm just a huge sports fan in general. I literally die hard. As hard of an FIU fan as I am, like my first love is the Finns. I love the Finns. As you can see, I'm decked head to toe, I'm ready for Sunday night football. But Finns, Heat, Panthers,
Fish.
Yeah. I'm not a big baseball guy. I'll let you take the baseball stuff. But outside of Miami, Man United, Ronaldo, and Victor Hovland, baby.
Yeah,
I think I've covered all my bases.
Hov had a year. No, it's good though because like we talked about it before. Like we want to cover golf, we want to cover you know, soccer, and you can have your tangent on Ronaldo versus Messi.
It's going to be a hot take in Miami. Everyone in Miami.
Everyone now is a Messi fan.
A Messi guy. And hate to tell them that they're wrong, but yeah, they're wrong.
But I think so. We're recording right now. It's been week one of football already happened. Mm-hmm. So it's Saturday, the 16th. So it's the morning. College football is about to start. Week three or week four? Because it's week zero, and then it's – but we count week zero point. Or
– No, it's week
– It's week three, right?
Week three.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that fight, you know, it's week three and that fight is already 2-1. So right. Like, it's like
should be 3-0, but whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So week three is about to get started this week. And yeah, I think we can jump straight into it. There's not much going on in college football this week, but one thing that I did want to talk about college football, and I think is like the hot thing to talk about right now in college football, is Deion and what's going on in Colorado. Oh, yeah. What do you think about all that? I mean, dude, some people hate what's going on there.
I love it.
I freaking love it. I love every part of it.
Me too.
But what you're on the Deion train?
I am on the Deion train.
Yeah.
Sometimes, like, actually, there was a point that I thought it was when he was I think at Jackson State. I was like, okay, like this is, you know, maybe getting a bit much, but it's cool. Like, it's cool. Like, whatever. He's doing this, you know, with an HBCU. Like, it's cool. And then when he went to Colorado, I was like, there's no way this works.
Yeah.
And like, we're games in right off the bat. Like, it's
yeah, they
it's
started off working. Against.
I mean, his son, by the way, his son, Shador, I think Shador Sanders, mm-hmm. is like, he's going to be an NFL first round draft pick.
His like, draft stock right now is like,
No, yeah, it's flying. He's the real deal. Like, he is the real deal. And the other guy, Hunter, the guy that plays
Travis
both sides.
Hunter. Yeah. Which is his story of how Travis Hunter even ended up in, first off, Jackson State. Like, that was massive news because he was, I think he was the number one ESPN recruit across every position.
Yeah.
And then he was committed to FSU. FSU was like hype about it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was hype about it. I'm an FSU guy.
Yeah, he's an FSU guy.
And then all of a sudden, it's like, no, he decommitted to Jackson State. And we're like, nah, what? Jackson State?
Yeah.
And that was like a huge thing. And that's when NIL had kicked in. Deion had a relationship with Barstool. Barstool then had paid him, I think it was like an $800,000 or $900,000 basically deal.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah. And that's how he ended up at Jackson State, basically.
And then
here he is. Obviously, Deion had the vision of, like, I'm not going to be at Jackson State forever.
Yeah. I mean, listen, and granted, like, shout out to Deion, because, like, Deion's, like, he's actually proving that he's actually a really good coach.
He's a good coach.
He's a crazy motivator. You see all the pregame stuff. And, like, and I don't know why these coaches keep giving Deion stuff to, like, like just feed off of. Because, like, it's not, and I don't even think what the Colorado State coach said even offended Deion, but he saw it and he's like, oh, yeah.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. Oh, well, yeah, his speech that he was giving at practice was, like, you know, we stay quiet. Like, we never talk crap about our opponents.
Which they don't. They literally only pop up when, like, someone chirps them.
Exactly.
Like,
and they're like, all right. And he's like, you made it personal. And then the best thing that he did was, because if you didn't hear the comments was like, you know, a grown man talking to the media with, like, sunglasses on.
It's like had sunglasses on.
Like, who does this guy think he is? And then he's like, all right, he made it personal. Yeah. And then he bought his whole team sunglasses.
Like, that's the type of stuff that I love. Like,
me
that,
too.
Like, that he's level of, like, trolling and, like, and, like, just in getting your players invested, like, that stuff's fun to me.
Oh, dude, imagine his team. His team's going to go into this game.
Oh, yeah, they're hyped.
They were probably already hyped about it. It's a little bit of, like, an in-state rivalry.
Yeah.
But, like he said, you made it personal. Now it's like, all right, we're going to go out to kill. Yeah. And if we were up 20-0 in the fourth quarter, guess what? We're going to put the pedal down, and we're going to drop by 40. And I think that's why that spread moved so much.
Because
I think it opened at 16.5 or something like that.
The only reason I am on this spread, I wasn't going to touch this spread.
Yeah, me either.
Until this happened, and it seems like a bait. Like, it's like, oh, like okay, 23.5, like, whatever. Like, I'll take it, whatever.
Yeah.
But I think that's what's going to happen is that, like, if they're up, let's say at the end, there's still, like, some time left. Like, he's going to run it up.
Yeah.
Like, I hope for the sake of the bet, I hope he runs it up.
Yeah.
And I also just think they're, like, a legitimately good team. Like, they should beat Colorado State.
Right now, they're, what, 18?
Something 18 like that? 18
nation. Yeah. So,
like, they should. Like, they should beat them, and they should beat them soundly. And now, with this added bonus, like, they should run it up on them.
Yeah.
So
I agree.
Yeah.
They have an interesting schedule coming up. They have, like, USC, I know, in a few weeks, like in 2 weeks or so.
Yeah.
So that's going to be.
Well, they, hype. If I'm not mistaken, they play Oregon next week.
Is it Oregon next week? Oh, they play Oregon before they play USC?
I'm almost positive. Yeah, check that. But I'm pretty sure.
Because
that's true. And it's.
They play actually a good amount of ranked teams this year.
Oh, yeah. The Pac-12 actually has the most ranked teams out of any.
Really?
Which is funny because, like, the Pac-12 literally is collapsing.
Well, yeah, I was about to say that. Everyone's talking about SEC.
Yeah. But it's the Pac-12 because they've got, like, Oregon, USCU. I believe even Oregon State's ranked, Colorado.
Let's see.
They had somebody else. They have somebody else with ranked. But I'm pretty sure they have, like, the most ranked teams in college football.
Let me see. Oregon's got Hawaii this weekend. That's a fire game. Yeah, they play next week.
Yeah.
So that's in Oregon. Oregon's ranked 13 right now.
Yeah, that's gonna be a fun game.
Yeah, they have Oof, bro, they got a brutal stretch. They got Colorado State this weekend, then they gotta go to Oregon, and then they play USC at home.
Well, back to back like that?
Back to back. And then they got Arizona State on the road.
That Caleb Williams, Shador Sanders matchup is gonna be sick.
Yeah, I mean, look at this. They all UCLA is ranked right now. I know obviously that's a few weeks. Then they got Oregon State. Then they got to play Washington State.
Yeah.
And then Utah.
Yeah, no, they've got.
I mean, obviously a lot can happen in between all those games, but I mean, they got a brutal schedule.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So and they were were they favored against Nebraska?
They were after they beat TCU.
After TCU, though, right?
Yeah, they completely, like, swapped. And Nebraska lost week zero, so, like, or week one or whatever. So they swapped it.
Well, I'm hyped. I'm hyped about Deion. I'm hyped about that. I mean, outside of that, this weekend in college football, there's not really many big games outside of we got the Panthers this weekend.
Kings in the city.
Against UConn.
The Kings in the city against UConn.
7-point dogs, right?
7.5, I think. I got them at 7.5. They opened at 10. So,
people picking FIU.
The sharps are coming down. Let me tell you. Vegas is taking note.
They looked good last week against North Texas.
No, if the offense plays like that, and, you know, we've got Keyshawn Jenkins from Central, true freshman.
Yeah, he looked good. He made two bad mistakes, I want to say.
Listen, it's going to come with the territory, for freshman mistakes.
Exactly, as a freshman. Best part was he bounced back from it. Because he threw that late pick against North Texas, and you're like, here we go. We're going to blow this 11-point lead in the fourth quarter. Why are we even throwing the ball? And then he bounces back like a 90-yard drive right after. And I mean, that ultimately ended up winning the game for us.
I felt bad for North Texas because, like, it was impossible for us to lose in Biscayne Blues. That was never going to happen. Like, you came in expecting to lose.
Jersey game at FAU is tough right now.
In the Biscayne Blues. And they've got a new set. The one this week is gold pants, white jerseys, pretty nice. Gold linings. But, college football this week is a bit –
It's already like already got like the hype of like season starting now. It's like you're transitioning before it starts getting into like the bigger games later on in the middle of the season.
I mean, there's obviously with college football comes like there's always
going to be anything can happen. Yeah.
The games that I'll be watching obviously is FIU at 3:30.
CBS Sports, right?
Yeah, CBS Sports.
I'm trying to see if there's a game.
The Colorado game, and I know it's late night. There's a couple games that that should be good. There's one that I think it's Kansas State versus
Missouri. Missouri is on the road, and KSU. Missouri's at home. Kansas State's 3.5-point favorites.
LSU, Mississippi State. I mean, there's like those type of matchups where the spreads are big, but Florida, Tennessee.
That's right. Yeah. Even though Florida didn't look good.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, everyone.
It's in the swamp, though.
Everyone likes Florida today.
Yeah, it's in the swamp.
I've seen a lot.
Tennessee's 5.5. I don't know if I would touch that game, but
see, that's a spread that's moved down too. That opened at like 8 or 8.5, and now it's at 5.5. Like a lot of people like Florida. They think their defense is good, and they think the Tennessee quarterback isn't good. But I don't know. I'm not touching that game.
No, I wouldn't touch that. I like it because it's in the swamp, and the swamp is always a tough place to play.
The swamp is awesome.
And you know that place is gonna be loud. Yeah. But we'll see.
Shout out to those Gator listeners.
That actually played yesterday that I actually wanted to talk about, and it's because of the bias of it being Tua's brother.
Yeah,
Is Maryland, bro. Yeah. They're 3-0 right now. They put an ass beating on Virginia yesterday.
Yeah,
and dude, he puts on good. He puts up good numbers.
He's good. I think he's good. I think he's like, legitimate. The thing is,
he's not Tua good.
He's up above. It's hard.
I mean, it's a goat. Whatever.
Goat. Yeah. He's undersized. I think he's even more undersized than Tua, if I'm not mistaken. Like he might be even smaller than Tua, and he like I haven't seen too much of him play, but like
I've seen a couple games, and he's put up a good stat line. It hasn't been because like he played god awful, like they lost.
Yeah,
the game.
No. And I'm pretty sure he got injured, which kind of derailed Maryland's season last year.
Yes,
so it means like how important he is to the team. But I mean, from what I've seen, I mean, I watched a little bit.
Yeah, he's 5'11" right now.
Yeah, which means
he's probably 5'10".
But yeah, he's no two, obviously.
No, but I do like him. I think they're 3-0. They can sneak a couple wins, and I mean, Watch maybe. Out for Maryland and well, get sneak into the top 25.
It's also the ACC.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's weak right now. So
weak conference. Weak conference.
It's weak, especially with UM in there.
that was for,
Papucho, our video yeah. guy, is a big UM fan. So he's faked the worst two people.
Literally, yeah.
But it's all right.
Well, speaking of, UM, you were talking about Maryland.
Now, yeah.
You're not talking about UCG, University
of Coral Gables. Oh, University of Coral Gables.
Little brother.
I'm saying this. Last time FIU and UM played, we know how that ended. Oh. But, you know, we'll leave that for another day.
Yeah, yeah.
What's the anniversary of that day so we can mark that on our calendar?
Oh, don't worry. It's November 19th, 2019. So.
Okay, solid.
It'll be coming up.
All right, I like it. What else we got? Yeah, I think that's it for college football this week. Obviously, we will recap this week and see what happens if anything crazy goes down. But big Colorado, big FIU this week. And that'll get us into NFL.
This is what I'm ready. I'm ready to talk some fins.
Obviously, week one happened. Weird week one. Weird week one. I mean, you had teams that you thought were going to, you know, have a win with flying colors, struggled, lost. I mean, we could talk on a couple of those games, but obviously we're going to talk fins. That offense was just like electric.
You mean the best offense in football?
I mean, if the season ended today, yes.
No, if the season ended
yesterday.
Well, when it ends in February and we're the ones at the top, that's going to be. I've said it. And I will say it again. I will die on this hill. Tyreek Hill is the best player in the NFL.
He's legit unguardable.
Yes, you can say the best player outside of quarterback, because obviously quarterback is the most important position. Patrick Mahomes, whatever. Which is insane, the fact that Patrick Mahomes and Tyreek Hill were on the same team.
Yeah.
But Tyreek Hill is...
Maybe I'm a little biased here, but doesn't Tyreek look better?
Oh, yeah. Well, yes, because we use him way more.
Okay.
Because the Chiefs... Obviously, they also had Travis Kelce. But the way Mike McDaniel uses him is a bit different. Andy Reid's probably the best coach in the NFL.
Of course, yeah.
So it's not like a shot at him.
But yeah, Mike is a genius with the offense.
It runs through Tua, but it runs through Reek first. Yeah. And which is crazy because we still have Waddle, who is a top 10 receiver.
Well, he had a really quiet seven for like 88 yards or something like that.
Exactly. And Waddle's going to get his, and Waddle is an absolute stud. And Waddle's going to have games that he's
that he'll be the guy to pop off. Yeah.
But Reek is unguardable. He's the fastest player in the league. He's got great hands. The fact that you can throw fades to Reek is hilarious.
It's wild.
And yeah, if he's in space, you're fucked.
The thing is, they did a stat. It was like on man defense, like the numbers are out of control. You can't guard him.
You can't. You literally can't man him.
Even in zone, he's gonna
cut up the zone. Exactly. And the second Reek finds
any little space,
Chargers ran some zone too, and Reek just cut him off.
They just ran a lot more man than they did zone.
What's actually my favorite thing that Mike does with Reek is that he's constantly moving. He's not lined up in the same place on any play. He's sometimes lined up as running back, sometimes he's lined up right next to the line.
Yeah.
So he's moving already.
No, his motion, he'll be motioning back and forth.
His motion wheel route, because he's just
so quick.
He's already got a head start.
He's building the momentum
DB,
on
like
him. Yeah, yeah.
It's literally, how do you even stop that?
But I think you have to credit Mike McDaniels, because he just is the perfect guy to build this offense. Mm-hmm. You know, like he's got all the speed in the world. The offensive line play was really good week one, which I think was a huge question mark for me.
More of a
question mark than the defense was to me.
Uh-huh.
And then it was the reverse. Like, offensive line actually fucking balled against a really good defensive line. Mm-hmm. And defense struggled. But I think that's part of, like, Fangio week one.
Yeah.
Not really knowing how to use his guys. I also think Kellen Moore, devised a plan. Like, we're going to run the ball today. And they're not going to be ready for it.
Yeah. One on the O-line absolutely outperformed. I was terrified.
I went into
the game excited. It's week one, but I'm also holy shit. We've got Khalil Mack and Boza on each side. And we've got no Taron Armstead. The line, obviously we know the line.
Sure, we didn't even have Armstead. I forgot about that.
And they played amazing. Yeah. Like, they really shot. They actually really shocked me. I mean, no sacks.
Isaiah Wynn is really good, by the way.
Isaiah Wynn is really good.
Like him a lot. That was a hell of a pickup this offseason. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think he started 13 games last year. So he's a starting caliber guy.
Yeah, and if I'm not mistaken, I think Armstead's making his return this week.
It looks like it. So he did contact injury.
And which is huge. The Pats have Judon, which is
that guy's a beast. Judon and what's his kid's name? Uche, that he went to Columbus.
Yeah, he
turned it up in the second half of that season. I hate to say it, and everyone wants to think that we're going to go up there and we're going to kill the Patriots because we're the more talented team, which we are. Which I really hope we do.
Let me stop you there, Andre. But we're gonna kill the Patriots.
But you can never discredit Belichick and him devising a scheme on defense that's gonna attempt to limit your best players. And
yes,
but then you have the flip side where Mike does a very good job of driving a hell of an offensive game plan.
Yes. Also, Tua undefeated against Belichick, 4-0.
Yep.
Dolphins undefeated, obviously, goes in.
Yeah.
That. And the defense, you touched on the defense, and I'll loop it in here too.
Yeah.
The Pats offense does not scare me. Mac Jones does not scare me.
He threw for 300 last week.
Mac Jones stinks. Mac Jones is, I think, probably, if he's not the worst, I don't know, it's between him or Zach Wilson. So I think they are the two. Maybe whoever starts in the Cardinals each week. But it doesn't matter. You get the point.
Yeah.
Mac Jones stinks. Yeah. I hate Mac Jones. He's garbage.
They played the Eagles last week.
And the only thing that on their offense that really scares me is their run game, because they've got
obviously Stevenson, Zeke now.
Zeke's whatever. He's kind of older, but whatever. Zeke's still Zeke.
It's still Zeke.
Still, break off a couple.
Especially the way that we played run defense last week.
That's more of the point.
Yeah.
But I'm not too worried about the defense just yet. Like you said, Fangio's first game. I think he's gonna, he'll learn from this, and I think that he went in, and you can tell by some of the Packers, we were only rushing four guys, and granted, we have on paper, if not the best, top three defensive line in football.
No, that's what I'm saying. Phillip, you would think Sealer, with that D line, that wouldn't be a worry. It wasn't a problem last year either,
and they just didn't apply any pressure. It was actually they could not. The only one is honestly is
Jalen Phillips. Yeah,
Jalen Phillips is
he's always a half step there. Yeah. And often, don't get me wrong, offenses know that you got to get the ball out of your hands quick. Yeah. So it's going to be hard to get sacks because teams are not stupid. Hey, you have 2 seconds to get the ball to your hand, or Jalen Phillips is going to be there.
Yeah,
and a lot of it too. And people talk about Chubb and where's Chubb been? A lot of times, Phillips is getting pressure because Chubb's coming off the edge and is forcing that presence on Jalen's side.
I think it's Chubb and then Jalen on the corners.
Chubb
Wilkins too. It's that side.
On that side,
And then it's a Sealer or Phillips side.
Yeah, which Sealer.
But still, Chubb too. Still got to put, I will say, Chubb has to.
We need sacks. That's what we need.
We need some more pressure. He was silent, so I need some more from Chubb. But anyway, I think the game plan going into that was to stop Justin Herbert from throwing.
Yeah.
The ball like downfield and spreading out, because they're with Kellen Moore, obviously he was big on the Cowboys running the two running back system, which they did. They got a lot of Joshua Kelly in too.
Oh, shit ton. He almost had, he was 96.
But they went in we're not gonna let Justin Herbert beat us today, and it kind of gashed us on the run because of it.
Yeah.
So I think the game plan for the Pats is gonna be different, because I think it's if they're going to beat us, Mac Jones, you better throw for 300.
Yeah, I mean, you would assume that Fangio is going to say,
that's what I'm hoping. Yeah,
stack the box, bring blitzes.
I want to blitz the shit out of Mac Jones.
I want him to feel uncomfortable. You got to make him feel uncomfortable early. Because if you even let him get in a little bit of a rhythm, any quarterback. You can't let them feel comfortable in the pocket.
I'm expecting.
And we got to win the turnover battle.
I want an X pick six.
I want a pick. Yeah. And I want a strip fumble. If we can get those two things, we win this game in flying colors.
I want 40-0 is what I want.
Dude, on prime time. But it's not good for the NFL. The NFL script is not going to let that happen two weeks in a row.
The script's going to be 40-7. Then.
40-7,
they'll let Max score a little bit.
What is it? Miami's what, 3-point favorites?
Yeah. Got him at -2, though.
Okay. I got Finn's prediction. I'm going to go 27-13.
Damn, I like that. I'm going to go 35-0.
yes. Tua's going to throw another 300?
Yeah. You mean another 400?
Another four.
466, another, maybe.
You think he has four?
No, he will throw for
350 and two. I think Mostert has a good game.
Yeah, I think Mostert has a good game.
Too. Actually, you know what? You have Mostert on your fantasy team, so I think he has a terrible game.
I think Reek's gonna go for. I genuinely think that Reek's gonna have 2,000 yards this year. I think Reek's gonna have another 100, 150 yards.
It's just we have so many weapons, dude.
Yeah.
You know who looked good last week also, too? Smythe.
Smythe, River Craycraft.
Yeah, I love Craycraft.
Braxton did too. All three of them got involved.
No, I know.
And were really good. Like, Tool was, you know, spreading around.
Dude, he looks so good. He looks so good.
He's literally...
I like... By the way, bro, he's got a little bit of a swag to him, too.
Two MVP futures sitting right here.
I know. I have mine, too. I locked in an AZ.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
I locked out an AZ. And then I also locked... Dolphins, Giants, Super Bowl. That looks.
Yeah, that's
I mean, actually. Dolphins side looks long, but the Giants team looks brutal. One of these days, we got to talk some Giants just so we can make Eric feel miserable.
Or we can just call Eric and just talk shit to him for like 10 minutes. And
bro, he had a miserable. What was
he
it?
He has no answer.
Giants fucking choked, and then there was something else
probably
that happened.
The Yankees, I have to guess.
Yeah, you know, Yankees suck this year too. Yeah. He's having a brutal sports year. Good, fuck him.
Oh no.
But. What else? All right, so let's get into just NFL general. We got some big week two. A lot of teams that we thought were going to win lost.
You know what's the best part about the NFL is that there's not a bad week.
Never. It's like every week is going to be a good fucking matchup.
Every week. I can watch. NFL is probably, I mean, just football in general, because I can do the same thing pretty much with college football. That like any game, like whatever game's on, I can watch. Like,
yeah.
Oh no. Basketball, like I love the Heat.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna turn on a random. Even if it's a decent game, like I'm not watching Kings Warriors like on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't care.
Hockey, love the Panthers. I'm probably not watching random hockey games like that are not the Panthers.
Yeah. Football's elite.
Football, I will watch every single
football's elite.
Every single one. Yeah. But yeah,
red zone.
Red zone.
I got it.
Scott Hansen.
I pulled the trigger on it because like
about time.
I know. I don't know why I hadn't done it.
What do you mean? I just pulled the trigger on it.
Well, because I would always go to like a sports bar or something and watch a game. But like now that I'm like watching it more at the house, Fubo had like a deal where I just locked it down with Fubo. It was like $10 extra a month. And dude, it's so gas. I have the Dolphins game on one TV and then I have another TV right next to it, just full of red zone.
Red zone. The only thing of all time.
When your team's not playing, it's amazing. It's a little awkward when.
Yes.
It's on the TV, and then all of a sudden your game's also on that TV, and it's like half a second behind. But, I mean, outside of that, it's still gas.
For me, it's literally the greatest.
Especially for fantasy football.
Electricity.
Yeah.
So, I love it. I love it.
It's gas.
But, like, yeah, we can
see some of the games. Eagles-Vikings already played this week. Eagles looked, you know, good for whatever. Vikings got to figure out their turnover situation, but we're not going to get into that. All right, so we got Bills-Raiders.
Do we want to talk some picks already? Because I've got some picks.
Yeah, let's do it.
Like as we go through, I'll tell you what games we got. So, all right, Bills, Raiders.
Buffalo's eight-point favorites. It's in Buffalo. I mean, Buffalo's got to bounce back. I don't think they lose that game.
Yeah, I'm not going to take this game, but I think Buffalo wins. Like, if Buffalo, I have, like, my survivor pool pick is Buffalo.
Yeah.
Like, they, I don't care wasting them early. I don't think they look. First off, I would actually love to talk Buffalo for a second. I'm not scared of Buffalo. Buffalo doesn't scare me.
Dude, Josh Allen, man.
Bring me Buffalo. Because Josh Allen, the turnover machine.
What is it, like 84 turnovers? Like since I don't know
if he's seen it. Listen, I think I legitimately think Josh Allen is very good.
He's your fantasy football quarterback, which
don't remind me.
You got bad karma for that.
Yeah. I actually might cut him. But just for the sake of it. Tua. But he's obviously good. I've always said that team is too reliant on him.
Yeah.
And if he's having a bad game, they're never going to win.
Yeah, I mean, people were crediting the Jets defense. I'm like, dude, Josh Allen made some... The Jets defense is good.
The Jets defense is legit.
But look at some of those picks that Josh Allen threw. He's just throwing it 60 yards downfield and double coverage with nobody there. Like, that's not a good decision. I don't give a shit how good the defense is.
Yeah, I think... I mean, their window is closing. It's like... Like, while ours, I mean, our window is open. We are in our window for the Super Bowl. For sure.
So is Buffalo, though.
Yes, but there's this
closing. Oh, there's this closing. Yeah,
like,
yeah,
there's, yeah. Ours is right here. We've got this year and next year really are our 2 years that we need to make something happen.
Yeah.
Buffalo's on their last year because after this, they're going to have to pay a lot of people. I don't think Diggs is coming back. Obviously, Josh Allen's there for the long haul, but they would have. They're going to have to reload, rebuild.
Yeah.
Because they'll lose a lot of guys, but yeah, Buffalo. I think they win today. Obviously, they're still good, but
yeah, I think Buffalo.
They should win that game.
If they don't win that game, then there's a lot of question marks over there.
Yeah.
The game. I think there's two big games of the week, like here that I'm looking at the lineup. That actually three, but Ravens Bengals.
Okay.
That's a massive
game. This is my first pick.
Yeah.
I've got Ravens plus +3.
Ooh.
And Ravens money line. And I was actually way more confident about this pick until literally last night where I saw a tweet that said that the Ravens are missing like five of their starters tomorrow.
Okay.
And so it's not a good pick. That actually terrifies me.
Who, on like both sides of the ball? Or?
Both sides of the ball. Oh, a lot of defense too, but I think one of their O-linemen is out too.
Okay.
And so I'm not super confident in it.
They also lost Dobbins for the year.
Yeah. I just think for me, supposedly it's going to rain in Cincy.
Jeez, all this rain to start the year.
Ravens running attack, even without Dobbins, should get going. I think
Lamar's got to be better.
He does have to be better, but I think Lamar's amazing.
Yeah, Lamar's. There's no discussion that he's a great quarterback.
I love Lamar so much. And so I think, the only reason I picked the Ravens really.
It's the troll pull up.
Well. Obviously, but it's more that I don't think Joe Burrow is 100% healthy.
Really?
I don't think he's fully back. I think the Bengals are still good.
No, Bengals are good. The same thing happened to them last year. They started 0-2. They looked slow. People were freaking out.
And so
they'll be perfectly fine.
They will be fine in the long haul. I just think now.
But losing two in a row to start.
They're still, like, first off,
division games
Joe Burrow
too.
He has that thing on his calf or whatever. I don't think he's like, you know, and I don't think he's like injured enough to, he's playing. Like he's still out there, but I don't think he's 100%. And I just think that the Ravens, first off, it's a divisional game. Harbaugh is a really good coach. I don't know. I just like Lamar, like his new weapons. Mark Andrews is supposedly coming back this week.
I do like Zay a lot.
Zay Flowers is awesome.
Yeah.
So like, I don't know. I just think it could be a field goal game and I'll just take I'll take the guys on the underdog side.
All right.
To troll George Pola, but I like.
I think that's gonna be a hell of a game. It's gonna be heated. Bengals are gonna be hot. The crowd's gonna be in it.
It might be even with the rain. It might be an over party. I might take the over also.
But. I like that. All right, next game: Chiefs Jaguars. I think that's a huge game too. A lot of people obviously are saying Jags can pull this off. There's a little bit of a revenge game there from the playoffs last year. I think it's still a question mark if Kelsey's gonna play or not.
I think it came out this morning. I think Kelsey and Chris Jones are both playing.
Nice,
but also don't know how fully healthy Travis Kelsey is.
No, we don't know that
fully healthy.
I don't know if you saw the video of him yesterday at practice.
Oh, the one he
comes out, dude. It fooled me. He goes, he bends down, he puts like on my knee, and then he does a little back twerk. This guy. I don't think the Chiefs lose two in a row. I think it will be a hell of a game. I think Trevor Lawrence is legit, too.
I think Trevor Lawrence is legit as well.
I think he's legit. And let me tell you, what's this guy's name?
Not really. I've been saying it.
Dude.
I love that for the Jags. I knew how good this guy was going to be. First of all, I traded for him last year in a dynasty league. When he was out the whole year, I'm like, all right, this guy's going to come back on the Jags. Like, give me Calvin Ridley.
With Trevor Lawrence,
and then
he looks good.
I saw all the things in the offseason. I'm like, this guy looks like he hasn't missed a step.
I know.
And then you go to week one, he has not missed a step. This guy's still a monster. And they've still got so many weapons there, too. You've still got Kirk. You've still got
Kirk. Kirk had a great year last year. Zay Jones just picked him up on waivers.
Yeah, so it's I think they're a very good team.
Yeah. No, they're going to be good.
It's going to be
Etienne at running back. And the defense, their defense is good.
Yeah. No, I think the Jags are a good team.
They're a good team.
However...
Chiefs
coming off a loss.
Yeah.
It's tough. The scariest team to face.
Yeah.
I mean, it's still the Chiefs. It's early. Week one, Super Bowl hangover.
Also, for the Chiefs to lose that week one game, everything went the Lions' way.
Yeah, exactly. Everything. Like, and
Dan Campbell calling the fourth, and I love the Lions.
I love the Lions. I love them. They totally deserved
it. But everything went right.
Yeah, that
Tony
asterisk,
with those drops at the end of the game.
Dude, that guy's got brick hands. Dude, like, that guy is awful. Brutal. But, yeah, I just think it's one of those I would probably take, if I take the Jags, it'd probably be the points just because they're underdogs at home.
Yeah.
But, like, I expect the Chiefs to win this game. If I had to pick a winner, I would be going with the Chiefs just because, like...
Yeah, two in a row is tough.
It's just, like, hard also, like, betting against Mahomes. You know, off a loss. Like, it's just...
It's almost impossible.
Just,
yeah.
It would terrify
I'm
me.
With so, you.
Yeah.
I like it. So I think those are the big games,
maybe,
and then...
Maybe Jags cover, but, yeah, I expect the Chiefs win.
Yeah, I'm with you. The other big game I would say this week, and it's only relevant because AFC teams playing, Jets and Cowboys. You think the Cowboys just go in and just murder the Jets, or you think it's a competitive game?
I don't think they murder them like they murdered.
They're 8.5 point favorites right now.
Yeah, I don't think they're gonna murder them like they murdered the Giants, but I don't think the Jets are gonna win. Until I see something from.
I'm not sold on Dak.
Neither am I. I just think the Cowboys defense. What it is? It's really two really good.
Their
defenses
defense is great. Yeah,
going at each other.
Yeah.
But the Cowboys offense is still better than the Jets offense with Zach Wilson.
Yes, I do agree with that.
They've got you know, a ton of weapons, Tony Pollard, CeeDee Lamb, their O-line's really good. Dak, I'm not a Dak guy either. I don't think Dak's that good, but I don't think he's like that bad. He's the most like middle quarterback. He'll win you games.
Yeah.
He'll throw some stupid picks, but
He's got to be a game manager with his defense.
Zach,
right,
like, I think Zach Wilson is, if it's not Mac Jones, Zach Wilson's the worst quarterback in the NFL. So,
do you think Zach is better?
We haven't even touched that Rodgers thing. Like, that Rodgers thing is crazy.
That Rodgers thing is crazy. I mean, as a Dolphins fan, you're like, okay, it's hypothetically good, but it just sucks.
It sucks.
It sucks. Like, when it happened, I was like, I couldn't believe it happened.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. I mean, outside of the fact that I had him in fantasy, I was down 10 points. All I needed was 10 points from
three
Aaron Rodgers.
Four plays in. But that old, let me tell
you. That one stinks.
The old line. Like, it was a question mark going in. That's bad, bro. Zach Wilson was scrambling all game.
Yeah, and all three plays that Rodgers was in were either sacks or rushes. And, like, no. So, I think the Cowboys win. I don't know if it's as dominant. I don't think it's 40-0. It's probably, if I had to guess, could be, like, 21-7, maybe.
So you think Cowboys cover the 8.5?
Probably, but I'm not taking. It could also very well be a 17-10 game. Like, and it wouldn't shock me.
Yeah.
I just expect the Cowboys to win.
Yeah, I got you.
So the other game that I have two. I came with two picks. Dre.
Go lock them.
Okay. The first being, and I also I'm a bit worried about this pick. But I've got Packers +2.
Okay.
They're playing in Atlanta.
That's right.
It's more of a fade of Atlanta until I fully see something. Because they've got the weapons. They've got Drake London, Bijan.
What's going on with that? Okay.
They don't use Kyle Pitts for some reason.
They don't use Kyle Pitts. But what's the whole situation with the running backs with Bijan and Algier?
Yeah. I mean, Algier is the vulture. That's how you describe him. He's
But you draft Bijan, what was he, top five, right?
Yeah, top five, top ten.
Yeah, somewhere in the top ten. And guy's a monster. Had a great game. Yeah. But come red zone time, they didn't even use him.
Yeah, they used Algier.
But why? The same size.
Well,
I'm only selfishly asking because I have him on my fantasy team.
I know that's why you're asking.
And I would have gotten like 12 extra points.
I don't really know how to answer you other than the fact that, like, I mean, Algier had a really good year last year, too.
He did. He was a 1,000-yard rusher last year.
Yeah, 1,000-yard rusher, and they just probably, you know, want to limit the amount that this guy's getting banged up in the red zone. Listen, but, they gotta, I mean, I agree. I also have Bijan in another league, so, like, I would love to get more Bijan action. But
I do like how they use him, though, because they'll line him up in the slot, that receiver, like, he's going to get his touches. But
yeah. So, like, they have a lot of weapons and a lot of people, players I like, but I just don't trust them yet. And
do you trust Jordan Love that much?
I do.
Okay.
So that's more of a Jordan Love. I like what I saw.
I do like that pick, though. Packers -1.
I like that they're dogs.
Yeah, they're underdogs in Atlanta.
And I like their defense, and I like Jordan Love. I think Christian Watson practiced for the first time yesterday, so I'm hoping he comes back. I don't know about Aaron Jones, but I think A.J. Dillon's a great, you know,
he's proven that he can run the
great,
ball.
You know, backup to come in. So I don't know. I'm gonna take the dog. I have my lock of the week. This is my lock of the week.
Go.
Tell me.
Outside of Dolphins minus two. Right. That was given.
I wonder if you're going to pick the same one as me.
Seahawks, Lions, okay. Over. Over 47 and a half.
So Seahawks, money line?
No. Oh, Seahawks, okay. Lions, over 47 and a half.
Got you. Oh, yeah.
That's a shootout.
In a dome, Lions, Seahawks, I'd both. Like, you know, the Seahawks kind of struggled last week. I expect them to pick it up. That the total has gone the over at for Lions home games. I think eight of their nine home games last year. I'm taking their first over at home. Give me the Seahawks Lions over.
I like that. I'm going to tell you mine. I got, and I don't know what this line opened at. And right now it's at this. So it probably won't. I'd be shocked if it stays this way. CJ Stroud is probably not going to play this weekend. So,
see, none. Did he get hurt?
He got hurt.
Shit, I didn't realize.
Yeah,
that.
I know. And they're 1-point favorites against the Colts this weekend. To me, that's a lock. Colts have to go in there and win that game.
And I liked what I saw from Richardson.
Richardson looked good.
They're on the road, whatever that's worth.
He's fine, though, right? Because I know he got a bit banged up, too. Is he playing?
Yeah. I mean, I'm looking here at the injury report. He's not on it. So, Richardson should be playing. I think the Colts, you know, they had a hard-fought game last week that they could have won. I think that's a lock against Houston.
I mean, it's essentially two shitty teams, and I'll take the better shitty team.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they're very mid
teams in a rebuild phase,
you know? Somehow Houston's a favorite right now, 1-point favorite, without their starting quarterback. Who is their backup?
I don't know. I have no idea.
I think you got to, you know, Colts is a lock.
I'm liking this pick, Andre.
The over-under at 39.5, I'm going to say you got to take the under there.
Yeah. That's so low, though.
I know. It is low, but it's like...
Davis Mills is their back quarterback.
Davis... Oh, yeah. I mean, he actually...
Uh-oh. He actually was pretty good last year.
I'm still going to stand with my pick.
Yeah. I like it.
You got any other picks? I mean, we got a couple... I think those are the big games of the week.
Yeah, I've got...
The Giants got to figure something out.
Giants stink.
I mean, I actually thought they were going to be good this year.
I mean, I hope they win because I'm in two survivor pools.
Oh, God. I fucking lost.
Yeah, you already lost.
Vikings losing to the Bucks, dude.
I'm like, there's no way they lose that game.
Yeah. I've got Bills in one. I've got Giants in the other. So.
All right. Well.
Yeah.
Fuck. Yeah. Who do the Giants play?
The Cardinals in Arizona.
Oh, God. Cardinals lock.
They're playing in Scott's Dave.
They are. Iconic. All right. I think that pretty much wraps it up for this this week. We got our week two picks in for the NFL. You know, slow week in college football. We'll see what else happens. But, I think hell of a start to the show. And like I said, we'll get into some golf. We got Ryder Cup coming up.
That's going to be huge.
So we'll have an episode just on Ryder Cup, or at least a good portion of the episode on Ryder Cup.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be heated this year, so I'm hyped about that.
It's going to be good. JT
is playing some good golf. You know, back into...
Not as good as Victor Hovland.
Not as good as Hovland, but I don't know. JT yesterday, I think, went 8 of 9 in greens and regulation, so we'll see. It's going to be sick. But a lot of good stuff coming. So thanks for listening, and thanks for being here.
Of course. Pause up, guys.